Hi, good afternoon. This is Courtney on a recorded line.
Yes, Courtney, I have a transfer here for the Depo Provera injury claim.
Hi, you can go ahead.
I sent over the information.
Okay, go ahead and transfer.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
And it's Dominique Alexander, just so you know.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay. Hi, Dominique.
Yes, hi.
She's going to take care of you from here, okay?
Hi, Dominique. Okay. My name is Courtney. This is on a recorded line. How are you doing today?
I'm okay.
Okay. So you wanted to see if you meet the right criteria to participate in the lawsuit, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And you didn't have an attorney at this time?
Mm-mm.
Okay. You are willing to affirm under penalty you haven't sought legal representation, advice, or signed any other documents with any other law firm, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And Dominique, just so you know, if we do get disconnected, I'll call you from a 949 phone number. This is your cell phone, correct? 754-247-0068, correct?
No, this is my, he connected me, so my number is
929-378-7201. Okay. All right. So let me just fix this real quick. Because if we get disconnected, sometimes the transfer call, they'll drop it. So I just want to make sure you have my direct phone number. I'll be your intake specialist moving forward. Regarding the Depo lawsuit, okay? So I just text you from a 949 area code, so you'll have my number. And then how do you spell your first and last name? Is it, it's D-O-M?
I-N-I-Q-U-E.
Q-U-E, okay. And then how do you spell your last name?
Alexander A-L-E-X-A-N-D-E-R.
Perfect. Thank you so much for verifying that. Q... All right. Did you get that text message? It's like a 949 phone number.
Mm-mm. Is it, you have the right number?
Oh, okay. Wait.
929-378-7201.
Yeah. Hold on. Let's see. Let me see really quick. Oh, nope. I put 375. That's why. All right. Let's see.
Yeah, I was like adding in a
bit. Hold on. Let me see. It won't let me edit it. All right, let me do it again. 929-378-7201. I'm
so sorry. No, it's okay.
All right. All right, you should get it now.
Okay, I got it.
Okay. Okay, perfect. So, again, my name's Courtney. This is on a recorded line, and I will be the one, I will be your intake specialist moving forward regarding this. You did want to meet the requirements, you said, and you did not have an attorney, and you did you are willing to affirm without penalty you haven't sought legal representation or any advice from any other doctor. Any other law firm or signed any documents, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And then you are filing on behalf of yourself. You are a U.S. citizen and resident of the United States?
Yeah.
Okay. And you were diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear that. How are you doing today?
I'm okay.
Okay. Do you know the date of your diagnosis by chance or to the best of your knowledge? Okay.
Yes. It was June 2020.
2020. Do you
know?
June 23rd, 2020?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for confirming that. So I have June 23rd, 2020. What's your date of birth, Ms. Alexander?
1/16/1993.
1993?
Yes.
All right. So I have January 16th, 1993. And then, ma'am, did you know anybody else that was injured by the Depo-Provera and needed help filing a claim that you know of? Or
I'm not too sure.
Okay. You can always give them my contact number.
Come across.
Yeah, I know. Okay. It's kind of a... It's kind of a weird question to ask somebody, but if you ever come across anyone, you can always give them my number.
I know a lot of people that took the Depo and had complications, but they never probably checked up on it like how I did. So.
Yeah, I almost did it, and then I didn't. I ended up doing the implant instead, but same thing.
My friend has that now.
Yeah.
I just, honestly, I don't want any of that in my body. So.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Yeah.
So you did consume the brand injectable contraceptive Depo-Provera?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever? Yes. I just have to get confirmed. Yes or no. Okay. Did you?
Yes, sorry.
Yeah, I know they're kind of strict on this. So did you use only the brand name, or did you prior ever switch to generic brand for at least minimum of 1 year?
No, I only use that one.
The brand name? Okay. And then you did use Depo-Provera for at least a minimum of 1 year, correct? So four injections?
Yes, it was 4 years I used it for.
Okay, so you can confirm that you at least had four injections, correct?
Yes, I have more than that.
Okay. And then you did use Depo-Provera between the years of January 1st, 1992 through present date, correct?
Yeah, because I started it in the 2016.
Okay, so do you know the start date and then your stop date? Like, when did you start using the Depo?
So I started using Depo in March 2016, and then I stopped using it May 2020.
Would you say, like, what's the date? What's the date on the both of the months? Like March what? 2000?
Okay.
Like March.
So
1st?
Maybe like March. It was like the week of March. So like the 5th, maybe.
March 5th, 2016. And then you stopped using it May.
I'm going to give you an estimate. I'm not too real.
Yeah, best of your knowledge.
Like,
yeah.
The ending of May, like the 25th.
25th? Okay, so start date was March 5th, 2016, and then your stop usage date was May 25th, 2020, correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Thank you for confirming that. And then meningioma was your diagnosis. Can you confirm your gender for me?
Female.
And then what is your marital status at this time? Are you single, married, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Okay. And then I have your first name is Dominique.
Yes.
Last name Alexander, Alexander.
Yes.
Do you have a suffix in your name, like a junior or senior?
No.
Okay. And then your phone number is not the 754 phone number. It is 929-378-7201, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. What's the best time of day for the attorneys to call you? What do you prefer?
Morning, because
okay.
I have my daughter like in the afternoon, so.
Yeah. Do you have an email that you have access to, ma'am? Like that I can send you documents to?
Yeah. The one I'm Dominique A903@gmail.com.
Dominique A9301@gmail?
No, 903.
903. Oh, sorry. All right, so Dominique A903@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. And then can you go ahead and confirm your social for me?
Yes. 051 0518282816.
Okay, so it's 0518282816.
Mm-hmm.
All right, perfect. And then what is your current mailing address?
131 Jersey, G-E-R-S-E-Y, Street, Staten Island, New York.
Okay.
10301.
Is that a house or is that a, does it have a unit?
Apartment, 6J, apartment.
Apartment, what number?
6J.
6J?
Yeah.
So the number 6 and then J?
Yeah.
Okay. Apartment 6J, as in Jersey, right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So 131 Jersey Street, apartment 6J, Staten Island, Richmond County, New York, 10301.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's in New York, right? Staten Island, New York?
In New York, yeah.
What is Staten Island is the count is the city. I don't know why I went there. Okay. Who's your diagnosing doctor? Do you know the doctor's name?
Yes, hold on. So the doctor that diagnosed me because I had to do surgery was the diagnosed doctor for the depot, right?
Yeah.
So that's the one that prescribed me her.
No, not your prescribing depot. Doctor, the one who diagnosed you. Like,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
When I did the surgery. Okay. His name is Dr. Linger.
Linger, and he's in, is he in Staten Island?
No, I don't know if he's, no, I don't know. It was in Lenox Hill, too. Because I went to the hospital.
David Langer?
Today,
he's a neurosurgeon?
Yeah.
Okay, I found him. Hold on one second. Yeah, he's in New York. New York is where his office is at. But I found him. He's a neurosurgeon.
Mm-hmm. Yes, neurosurgeon.
Okay. All right, hold on one second. And then Northwell Health. Where was it? Lexington Hill Hospital? Is that where you were diagnosed?
Lenox Hill.
Lenox Hill?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you have prior cancer diagnoses or no?
No.
Okay. And then he was your treating doctor as well. You said you had surgery?
Mm-hmm.
And then he treated you at Lenox Hill Hospital?
Yes. Yes.
I'm probably not saying it right. Am I saying it wrong? Sorry. I have a cold, so I apologize. I'm not talking.
No, I understand.
Okay. And that's at 100 East 77th Street in New York?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
They just have to have like an idea of where, you know, and the doctor's name. So.
No, I know.
So it makes it kind of easier for you than when they have this, because it kind of goes faster when they have to pull medical records and things like that.
Yeah.
Who was your prescribing doctor that gave you the injections?
The prescribing doctor, but I think
like you're being an OBGYN.
Oh, okay. That was
like,
Dr. Allen. Dr. Allen, right? Yeah.
Dr. Allen.
Allen Manoff.
Mano?
M-A-N-O-S.
Okay, and is he in Staten Island?
No, everything was from the hospital.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, he's an OBGYN. I found Ellen, it's Ellen. Was it a man or a woman?
No, Dr. Ellen. M-A-N-O-S. Yeah, Jack knows.
N-O-S. Hold on.
E-L-L-E-N-M-A-N-O-S.
Oh, yeah, I found him. Okay, hold on. Dr. Mala Ellen. one. And then, hold on one second. What was the, hold on a second. 8-4. 1 second.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm here. Hold on 1 second. I'm sorry. Hold on. What is the prescribing, or not prescribing, or what is the pharmacy that you use?
The pharmacy, it was in the Lenox Hill. I used to go there and get the shot.
Okay, so, but was there a pharmacy that, like, what's a pharmacy that you use, like, if you were to have prescriptions sent to?
Oh, in Staten Island.
Okay, what's the name of it? Is it like a CVS, Walgreens?
Okay, so, because when I was getting the depot shot, I actually was living in the Bronx.
Okay, but no, I'm just saying, so, what's the pharmacy that you use?
All right, I use the one now in Staten Island.
Is it like a CVS? What kind
of? It's called Quick Drugs.
Quick Drugs? Okay. Like a little privately owned one pharmacy? Oh, yep, I found it.
Yeah, Staten Island is little, so.
Yeah, no, that's perfect. I mean, a lot. I know a lot of the people, you go in office and do it. They just want a pharmacy. Just, I don't know why. It's just one of the requirements.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people would get it from the pharmacy and then take it to the prescriber for them to inject. But I know some people, like, just went there and the doctors had it.
Yeah, I used to just go there and they used to do it. Yeah.
Did you have any other medical doctors' names or addresses that you'd like me to put in, or is that it?
I mean, I was doing the radiation therapy after.
Okay, with who? Who was that doctor?
It was the same. Dr. Colet and Specavento.
Okay, so what? How? What's their name? Dr. what?
Dr. Colet, C-O-L-E-T-T-E, M. Dot S, P A C C A V, E N T O.
That's a long last name.
Yeah.
Pato, yeah, and okay, I found her. She's an oncologist, hematologist. So that was your. So you had, you actually
yeah, oncology.
You actually had cancer and had to get it, had surgery.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry to hear that. That's horrible.
Sorry.
Let me go ahead and just do this really quick. 59th Street, not. She's, hold on 1 second. 0. East 59th Street. And what, so what did you have to have? You had to have surgery. What type of?
Yeah, I had to have surgery. Craniotomy and surgery to remove the pieces of the skull. Acids.
So you had to have, I'm so sorry to hear that, 2212-644-8666. Okay, let me just get this phone number down. 212-644-8666. Excuse me, I'm so sorry. Okay, hold on 1 second. I want to get as much information to help support your case. So, Street Suite 9A. Okay, so, so the can't, so you actually, they had to remove the tumor because it was cancer, correct?
Yeah.
And then what type, what it, what, I'm sorry, what type of surgery did you have?
Craniotomy surgery.
I'm sorry, you got to say that one more time.
Craniotomy surgery.
Surgery, okay.
I hope I'm there.
Yeah, it's okay. It's I'm so sorry to have that. So they had to remove partial of the skull to access the brain.
Brain, yeah.
Yeah. How are you doing today with all that?
I'm good now.
You're good now?
Okay. You know.
You were able to move the cancer?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have medical records for your to show or could you obtain them?
Yeah, I'll have to contact my doctor.
Can you provide them either medical records either electronically or through the mail or both if needed?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for confirming that. We do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate is to happen to you, Ms. Alexander. It's just to make sure that we can continue the case for you and your loved ones. Typically, they'll only contact them if for some reason you become unresponsive. So you can put somebody that lives with you or doesn't. It's completely up to you. Who would you like to put?
Right now, it's me and my daughter, so I don't really have anyone. But I could put a friend, maybe.
Yeah, put a friend's name. Who would you like me to put?
My name is Janelle.
Okay, hold on one second. Is that J-A-N-E-L-L-E?
Yeah.
Okay, and then last name?
Witter.
W-H-I-T-T-E-R?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then what's your phone number?
646-877-1254.
Thank you. Okay, and I'll go ahead and put friend. All right. Thank you for confirming that. Was there anything else that you wanted me to put on the file to help support the case?
I mean, that's basically like everything that happened.
Okay.
After
so you are.
That, yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and just put a summarize it for you. But you are a citizen and resident of the United States, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So just to confirm, Ms. Alexander, you are filing a Depo Provera claim on behalf of yourself. You do not have an attorney at this time. You were diagnosed on 6/23/2020. Your date of birth was January 16th, 1993. And you did consume the brand injectable Depo Provera for a minimum of 1 year. You can confirm 4 injections, correct?
Yes.
You did use Depo Provera between the years of 1992 to present date. You started Depo Provera March 5th, 2016, and stopped Depo Provera on May 25th, 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Meningioma was your diagnosis, Alexander. I have your social at 051-82-8216.
Mm-hmm.
You have your primary phone number, 929-378-7201.
Mm-hmm.
Your primary address is 131 Jersey Street, apartment 6J, Staten Island, New York, 10301.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And looks like everything looks right. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to go ahead and submit a DocuSign agreement for you to review and sign while you're on the phone with me. Have you ever used DocuSign before?
Yeah.
Okay. It's pretty self-explanatory. I can walk you through it if you get lost, if you want to put me on speakerphone. It's really easy. You're just going to adopt and sign a signature. You may have to use your finger to do that. Once you do that, you press start.
Okay.
Or accept and then start. You're going to tap all the fields where it's asking for the signature, and then you're going to come across a finish button once you're done, and you're going to press finish. And if you have any questions, you can go ahead and ask. I am texting it to you because it's the easiest way to go ahead and complete it. But please make sure that you check that everything is correct on the file, your name, everything, before signing. Phone number, okay. Everything looks correct, okay? All right. So it just got sent to you. It'll say Courtney at Master Strategies has sent you a DocuSign agreement. Yeah, just make sure your name spelled right on the file too.
Yeah.
Everything looks right on my side. I just want to make sure.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, everything is right.
Okay, so go ahead and assign it, and then let me know once you press finish.
I finished.
Okay, perfect. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to send you the attorney's information that you've been assigned to. So basically what will happen now is the attorneys will be reaching out to you shortly. Give us, like a week or so. I'm not sure approximately dates. But they will be calling you from a 949-909 phone number. My number is the 949 number, but they'll call you from a 909 number, which I'm going to give you their contact information so that you are aware of who is calling you.
Okay.
And then, their website's on there. You can look them up as well. But basically, just before we wrap up the call, we're pretty much finished. I just want to emphasize, you know, how important you are in this process. Basically, this is your case, and we can only help you, Ms. Alexander, if you are responsive when the attorneys reach out to you, okay? So just remember, this is going to be a legal contract between you and the firm. It is really important that you don't discuss the matter with any other law firm, as they may represent you. And then basically, you know, like if you can obtain any, you know, medical records or documents to help support the case, I recommend you go ahead and do so. But other than that, you know, my sympathy goes out to you. You've been through a lot, and I hope that, you know, this can help you in any way possible.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. For you and your daughter, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You can reach out to me at that 949 number if you have any questions, okay?
Okay.
All right. God bless you. Have a great day. Bye-bye.